Thank you, Allison. That was so kind. Never gotten up at 4 a.m. in my life. Well, in lieu of a bass solo, which you'll thank me for later, I'm the guy that gets to come up here and tell you about the CDs that we have for sale. Most people want to know the difference in the four recordings and who's on them and everything, and that's usually a pretty simple process. Tell you the names of them, who's on the record and everything, and it's done. But I think given that fine introduction, I'll point out a couple of things that me and the guys in the band were noticing about these albums the other day. I'll start here with the first one. This is Simple Pleasures. Hope you can see this. Yeah, fine album. Recorded, well, it's been out a while. It doesn't really matter. Produced by David Grisman, features his band, Allison Krauss on fiddle, and the most bluegrass-oriented of the four records. Packaging-wise, you know, a complete success here. Nothing wrong with the way this thing looks, right? Got your confident, young, demure banjo player on the cover. Key word being young. And it holds up really well, a lot better than the hair color. Nothing too dated about it. She's wearing a white blazer, and of course nobody wears white blazers anymore. And acid wash jeans too, and nobody wears acid wash jeans anymore. No offense, but that's Simple Pleasures, and it's a fine piece of work. Second album is Twilight Motel. We're not really sure what that means, but it is a great record. A lot of great guests on this album. It was produced by Mike Marshall, the great mandolin player. Features Jerry Douglas, Daryl Langer, Tony Rice, Roy Husky, Mark Schatz, John R. Burr, Maura O'Connell on a fine vocal tune on here. And just good stuff all the way around. This is where you get a good mix of the bluegrass music and the more contemporary stuff like what you're hearing tonight. Packaging-wise, nothing wrong, you know. Nothing to jump up and down about, but nothing wrong. It's colorful, and the only thing I notice about this is, you know, if you got a big event going coming up that you have to go to, like maybe a job interview or a family reunion or something, you might go out and get a haircut before the big event. Maybe if you just mistime things a little bit, your hair doesn't quite have time to recover before the event. It's pretty much what's happening here. So that's Twilight Motel. Yep. Next album, Look Left, the White Album, we call it. It's, again, laden with great guest artists. Seamus Egan on Irish pipes from the group Solus, if you're familiar with that band. Mike Marshall again, Paul McCandless from the group Oregon and the Flecktones. Bill Miller on Native American wood flute. Andy Norell from Windham Hill on steel pans. And Vassar Clements, who's coming up here in a week. And features this band also. This is the album that's got the tune, the first tune written for the astronaut, View from Above. We like to call it View from Behind. Packaging-wise, it's great. It's real artsy. It looks good, you know. The only thing I notice is that the camera's getting further and further away. I'm not sure what that says about the confidence factor, but I'm sure it says something. Look Left. Great piece of work. Got a lot of those. Fourth album, Quartet, features just this band. No air miles were earned in the making of this album. A lot of tunes on here. We're really proud of this. This is the album that was featured on CBS Sunday Morning, if any of you happened to see that last fall. And it's done really well. We're crazy about it. What can I say? A lot of good tunes on here that we're doing tonight. And in fact, this features the second tune written for the astronaut, my favorite, Marcia, which you got to wonder, if you got a friend that's an astronaut and a tune laying around that needs a name, what are you going to do? Yeah. See if you can get that thing played in space. Cover-wise, used to seeing an artist on the cover. In this case, you got the artist's feet. And nothing wrong with that. It's colorful. It looks good. But there's some pictures of Allison in here. They're all really small, so you don't have to worry. And if you're really adventurous and you want to go for the combo, you get the first album and the fourth album. Maybe just have them framed up, mount them on the wall. Kind of work like that pretty well, don't you think? It's hard to see, isn't it? You guys will have to really get right up to the record table and check these out really close. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think we're going to set something up over here on the break, and hope you'll come see us. We also carry a mailing list. We'd love to have everybody sign the mailing list so we can keep in touch with you. And thanks for listening. We're going to take a quick break here in a minute, and come see us at the table.
Gary West.